Understanding how to care for the mind is an important aspect of healing and renewal. Of course, we spend our life thinking, feeling, and following our desires. Yet, we don't really understand how to keep the mind fresh, alert, optimistic, creative, reflective, and peaceful. Sometimes quite the opposite happens, especially during periods of high stress and uncertainty. The mind leads us into anxiety, depression, painful memories, and desires that never get fulfilled. What we need to do is return to the mind's basic nature, because without interference, the human mind renews itself every time a new thought or feeling occurs. It's designed to live in the present. We are the ones who drag the mind into the past and create routines, repetitive behavior that creates pain and suffering and blind us to new opportunities in the moment. Yeah, there are many ways to take care of the mind. Let's learn more about them, and then we'll meditate with Deepak.
Many times you will hear someone ask, "What's on your mind?" But almost never do we ask, "What is the mind?" The answer is not as complex as you might think. The mind is consciousness, and it has two different levels. The active thinking mind, which is constantly filled with thoughts, feelings, and sensations. And at a deeper level, the still, silent mind. In modern life, people are almost totally focused on their active minds, listening to the voice in their heads as it brings up endless thoughts and feelings. When meditation came to the West several decades ago, the value of that deeper level of still silent mind appeared as a new discovery. The benefits of meditation are widely known by now, particularly in areas like reducing stress, high blood pressure, anxiety, and insomnia. Still, most people are much more secure and comfortable caring for their bodies than their minds. One reason is the widespread belief that within the unconscious lurk negative impulses of fear, dread, anger, and violence. Secrets lie hidden and old hurts are dormant, and it is dangerous to awaken these potential demons. The other reason people don't want to explore the mind is that they meet stubborn resistance when they try. Old habits and conditioning from the past become very strong when you start to push back self-judgment and self-criticism. Meditation solves both objections. You find not demons beneath the surface, but a domain of peace, quiet, and joy. In the silent mind, there is no pushback, there is no judgment, only acceptance. You're simply aware. The beauty of this is that awareness itself has healing power. Shedding light on the darkness vanishes. Awareness heals by returning the mind to its basic nature. Think of the sea being whipped up by a storm. Waves toss everywhere, and yet on a calm day, you realize that the nature of the ocean is stillness. Waves come and go, but they cannot change the stillness that always lies unchanged at a deeper level. Apply this image to the mind. When it is tossed by thoughts, feelings, and sensations, you can't still this activity by struggling against it. Struggle only adds to the activity. You must establish yourself at the level of silent stillness. The thinking mind will still be stirred with activity, but now you can witness it without being disturbed. A simple but powerful lesson emerges here. The mind is on your side. It wants to be free of anxiety, depression, restlessness, and agitation. In meditation, you give it the chance to be itself without agitation and disturbance. The notion that the mind is on your side might seem strange and unexpected, but the quiet mind experienced in meditation shows you its true nature. As we prepare to meditate together, let's take a moment to consider our centering thought. My mind is my intimate friend and healer. My mind is my intimate friend and healer. Now, let's prepare for our meditation. Make yourself comfortable and close your eyes. Begin to be aware of your breath and just breathe slowly and deeply. With each breath, allow yourself to become more deeply relaxed. Now, gently introduce the mantra, Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. This mantra means I open my awareness to the transcendent silence of my pure existence. It helps you identify with your essential nature, your true self. Repeat it silently to yourself. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. With each repetition, feel your body, mind, and spirit open into an expanded state of awareness. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts, noises, or physical sensations, simply return your attention to silently repeating the mantra. I'll mind the time, and you'll hear a soft bell at the beginning and end of the meditation. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. It's time to release the mantra. Continue to sit restfully, inhaling and exhaling slowly. When you feel ready, gently open your eyes. As you continue with your day, contemplate the centering thought. My mind is my intimate friend and healer. My mind is my intimate friend and healer. Namaste.